One of the most powerful mental tools that I have begun to use when I'm dealing with other people, when I find myself reacting internally to anything that someone says or does, and it's very simple. I literally say to myself, and I'm just saying this in my own head, it's not you, it's me. And what is interesting about that is I know that, you know, that's not a phrase that I made up. I've heard that many times before, but this is kind of using it in a different context. It's kind of using it in a different way. And what I find that happens when I say this to myself and use this tool is that it refocuses me, because sometimes, no matter how long that I or anyone else has practiced mindfulness and mindful coping, sometimes people surprise us. Sometimes their behavior or their responses to something that we have said or done can take us by surprise. It can catch us off guard, and it's very human. And, you know, by no means is mindfulness practice or mindful coping practice a guarantee against us being human in a certain moment and reacting to something that someone says or does. And we very often feel like they're saying it to us or doing it to us, and we begin to take that very seriously. Now, that's not to say if someone's trying to harm us, obviously we have to and want to deal with that and defend ourselves. But I'm talking about the seemingly everyday, what I refer to as garden variety interactions with other people. And just because I'm practicing mindfulness or mindful coping, even in my case, you know, for a couple of decades, I assure you there are many times in which I find myself completely caught off guard, and I react to something that someone says to me or something that I think that they're doing to me or that they do to me. And I think really the benefit of the practice is that we hopefully catch ourselves sooner. And especially if it's something that happens fairly regularly or frequently, I think it, you know, ends up being a situation in which we can very much find ourselves, as we continue to practice, being able to catch ourselves in those reactions much more quickly. But there are times when there are things that have not happened to us before or do not happen to us very often, or things that people say to us or do to us that trigger us for some reason. Because the way this works is, if it's triggering us, it's generally something with us. You know, it's the whole, it's not you, it's me. And by saying that to myself, it just very quickly brings me back into the present moment of realizing, you know, this may not, and this is what I would be saying to that person, this may not be something that you're doing or saying. This is something that I have a problem with. This is something that I've struggled with in my life. And not to say that we need to say that out loud. I know ultimately every situation is different, and I'm not saying that you would never do that. But I know for me, as soon as I say that to myself, it's just kind of like a reminder. It's like an alarm that wakes me up. And while I may react, you know, very harshly to something or very intensely to something, the reaction may not dissipate immediately. But it will definitely take the momentum away. It will definitely lose its momentum. The energy behind that reaction will begin to subside. And while it may take me a little while to regain my composure, I'm in a much better position to deal with my reaction that gets triggered for some reason. The quicker that I'm aware that I am reacting to something, and that it may be because of something that's triggered me for a certain reason, the better off I will be. And I know that sometimes there are situations in which people just absolutely positively push our buttons. They say something or do something that just absolutely sets us off. And I have my triggers, trust me. There are certain things that people can say to me or do to me that are absolutely 100% guaranteed to set me off. The beautiful part is that I can, if I can utilize tools like this. And I'm not saying necessarily, I'm not advocating that someone say this verbatim. There may be different things that people can do, but I think the important thing here is to have something that, some sort of mental habit, something that we use as a way of bringing us back very quickly. If we can get in the habit of saying it to ourselves, something, or doing something that we, that will wake us up, sort of an alarm clock, if you will, for the mind, we can be awake again and suddenly, okay, we can, you know, kind of assess the situation. We can kind of come out of that trance. We can get lost in that, what's called that trance of anger, that trance of reactivity, you know, where we're walking around with those, what I call those plate spinning eyes. You know, you see those cartoon characters that do that, and that's kind of what happens. But I will tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, that I know, and I think there is a real benefit in doing the work, whatever that is, of finding out what are the things that really trigger us, what are the things that really cause us to react, the things that really upset us, that really offend us, hurt our feelings, whatever the reaction is. And those come in a variety of flavors and different subtle shades and gradations. There's just so many of these different things that we can react in certain ways, but they all cause us suffering for certain. And we end up hurting ourselves by continuing to ruminate over what happened and replay it in our minds over and over again. If we react, and especially if we react strongly, we run the risk of hurting other people's feelings, offending other people, or ultimately possibly pushing people away from us and out of our, you know, and away from us or even out of our lives. It's much easier to be able to have something in place to protect ourselves from ourselves and from other people. And I know that this takes time and it takes work, and it is certainly a practice. But it really puts things in perspective for me to realize that so much of where I struggle emotionally has a lot to do with how I feel about other people. And so much of the pain that I've experienced in life has come from my interactions with other people. And at the end of the day, you know, I think we're much healthier and much better off having other people in our lives. But I think our lives can be much healthier. We can have more opportunities for growth and for joy and for meaning in our lives if we can do the practices that allow us to take care of ourselves and do the work that we need to do to be around people and not allow ourselves to react to things that they do or say. And as someone like myself who is very introverted and will tend to isolate or remove myself from situations, I have found that the more work of the work like this that I have done to be able to not take things so seriously, to not react so strongly and so swiftly to things that people, because a lot of cases, at least for me, what happens is when people say things, yes, and there are times when people clearly have said things intending to hurt me and did and succeeded. If that's what they wanted to do, they succeeded. But there's many more times that people have said something and maybe just said it and a lot of times it's they're not even really realizing what they're doing. But because we have certain triggers and certain things that do, you know, based on pain that we've had in the past and disappointments and hurt and things that have not gone the way we wanted in the past, we tend to carry some of those things with us unconsciously. And the more of that work that we do of identifying those things, digging deeply and finding those things and unpacking them and working with them and questioning them, what I'm finding is the more of that I have done, the less that I get tripped up in my interactions with other people. And I'm learning that interactions with others really is a skill. It's not something that comes naturally to me, and maybe it does to some people, but I know for me, my interactions with others, because I tend to isolate, because sometimes I don't want to do that work, it's just too hard. what I find is the more that I practice doing that work and the more that I practice being mindful in the moment when I'm interacting with other people, I stand a much better chance of having those interactions being positive and being something that I can feel good about and not feeling like it's something that I just have to do and find it painful to do, because there's so much good that can come out of being around others. But I think at the end of the day, it's the skills that we learn in order to more effectively be around others that can really make it a much more pleasant experience for all of us.